Welcome to Nobles Green, Pennsylvania, the safest town on earth. The safest town on earth, thought Daniel. Couldn't sound lamer. Daniel Corrigan and his family saw the sign from their car just a few miles outside town. When it came into view, Daniel's father honked the horn of their minivan as his mother clapped her hands. Of course, Daniel's baby brother Georgie had to join in, squealing with delight while kicking his plump legs against his car seat. Georgie was only 2 years old, and he always just assumed that everyone was clapping for him, which was usually the case. Daniel's parents clapped when Georgie smiled, or spoke, or even burped. Instead of joining in the applause, Daniel just buried his nose deeper in his book. His mom warned him over and over again that reading in the car would make him sick, but he did it anyway. The Sherlock Holmes mystery, The Hound of the Baskervilles, was one of his favorites. Daniel had a thing for detective stories, and Sherlock Holmes was the best detective ever, period. While Daniel was completely aware that a middle-aged, pipe-smoking British sleuth was not the typical hero of the average 12-year-old boy, peer pressure meant little to him. He liked spending his time amidst the gaslit streets and horse-drawn carriages, the dangerous arch-criminals, and of course trusty sidekick Dr. Watson. Daniel sometimes wished for a trusty sidekick. All he had was Georgie, who was too young to be of much help in anything. With a sidekick like Georgie, not even Holmes would have solved many crimes, thought Daniel. He would have been too busy clapping all the time. Besides, Daniel understood something that Georgie didn't, that his parents were clapping to get their minds off why they were moving in the first place. They were moving to Nobles Green because that was where Graham lived, and she was very, very sick. For Daniel, the best way to escape that sad fact was to disappear between the covers of a well-read book. The moving truck was waiting for them by the time the family minivan turned onto Elm Lane, the Corrigan family's new address. The truck was backed into the driveway as far as it could reach. It was one of those big tractor-trailer types, and the front cab stuck out into the street. He didn't understand why they would need all that stuff, even if they were going to be here for a long time. The thought of their old apartment sitting empty back in Philadelphia filled Daniel with a strange sadness. When they pulled up, the movers were already unloading the truck. "Come on, Daniel," said his dad. "We'll let your mom go in and tell your Graham that we're here. I'll give you the grand tour." "Watch yourself getting out of the car, honey," said his mom as she unbuckled Georgie from his car seat. "The oncoming traffic can't see you with that big truck in the way." His dad smiled as he gestured to the giant wraparound porch. "Pretty cool, huh?" Graham's house was 2 stories tall, 3 if you counted the attic, and the whole thing was painted a sort of pale blue with white doors and window frames. "You'll get the attic bedroom. It's got a great view of the mountain, and Georgie will sleep in the one next to ours." Daniel didn't say anything. He just focused on not looking impressed. They ended their tour at the back of the house, next to a set of double doors. They were closed, but Daniel could hear the sound of laughter on the other side. Daniel's father knocked very gently, and a small voice answered from the other side. "Come on in." His father put his hand on Daniel's shoulder and gave him a reassuring squeeze, then opened the door. The master bedroom was bright and airy. Floor-to-ceiling windows covered 2 of the walls, and the light filtered down through the trees, shining in beams along the dark wood floor. A large 4-poster bed sat in the middle, and there was a soft sofa against one of the windows. Daniel's mother was holding Georgie in her lap, while a woman in a nurse's uniform perched on a stool reading a magazine. And there, seated on the edge of the bed, was Graham. She looked thinner than he remembered, and her hair seemed whiter, even though it had only been a few months since she had last visited them in Philadelphia. A small plastic hose extended from her nostrils to a tank around her waist, but she was smiling. His father leaned down and whispered, "It's okay. Why don't you go and give your grandma a hug?"